Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. But for today's episode, it's going to be me again, Chelsea. Hi. And I will be doing a Fangirl Diaries on Treasure's Relay Tour reboot in Manila. That's a mouthful. So, before I dive into things, don't forget to follow us on our socials. We are at SDSPodPH on X, at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. SpillTheSojaPodcast@gmail.com to send us an email. And if you're here, you're listening, where whichever podcast platform you are on, you can go ahead and subscribe, follow, rate and review, share it to your friends. All my Tumes, what's up? This is our episode. So come join me as I do my best to relive the beautiful, amazing day that is May 4, 2024. All right. Are you guys ready? Okay, let's go. So, na-realize ko, ito na naman tayo, di ba? Na-realize ko sa concert na to kung gaano ako katita. Like, ibang level talaga. In the previous Treasure episode, I was VIP. In this Treasure episode, I was Gen Ad. So, the whole spectrum, it's just one or another when it comes to me. In my defense, I'm saving up for a lot of things. So, Treasure just took a little back step for now. But after the concert, I was like, dang, I need to be VIP again. I really need to be VIP again to watch these boys. So, yeah, maybe next time. But for now, I was Gen Ad and I still enjoyed the whole thing. Wow. Like, oh my God. So, the show started at 7. I arrived there at 6:30. Yes, we love reserved seating, don't we? So that's the perks of having reserved seats, is I could go there, like I could have a whole day before the concert and just go there to cap off my night. So I got there 6:30, went inside, had no hassle, hindi ako nakapagsiksika, no anything, and went on our seat. And tagal ko na kasing hindi nagka-K-pop, like surrounded by young K-pop fans. So, being there, tapos sumisigaw-sigaw na lahat ng music video pa lang, sabi ko, feels like home. So, I did that. So, that happened. And then, which song was that? Bomb, the Bomb music video started playing. And then when I looked at the time, I was like, oh, this is going to be their last music video before the show starts. True enough. Because at the last chorus, or like the outro of Bomb, they max the volume and then all the speakers in Moa Arena just turned on and all those fans were like screaming. And I'm like, yes, yes, that's exactly what I knew you guys were going to do. Because that's what they did last time too. So I expected it. I got a video. I was like, damn. I love it. So the concert's gonna start, and they started off strong. Like this, the first three songs, guys, Bona Bona, Jikjin, and Boy, like killer songs. Like all their hard hitting songs, right off the bat. And then when like I was like, that's dun palang sabi ko shocks. I really want to go down and party now. But it's okay. I restricted myself. I stayed behaved in my seat. I was just screaming and like cheering for the boys. And after those three, it was a cute little, I think it was the band, if I'm correct. And then they went into Hello, BLT, Going Crazy. It's the cute songs naman, diba? I think they went until Stupid. See, I don't remember the whole how they broke it down. But I think Stupid was their last one before they went into their ment. Can I just say, Stupid is such a good song. Like, it's such a good song. It, again, I was, like, when I first heard the song, I was reminded of Big Bang's Sober, or like, Sober, or like, Stupid Liar. Like, those two songs. And it reminded me so much of that. And then
when I heard the boy saying that it was inspired by those songs, I was like, damn, I forget you guys are also Big Bang fanboys. So that was nice to see. And stupid, like, I don't know. I love the vibe of the song. So hearing them and watching them perform it live, it was so much fun. But then chaos ensued when T5 came on the stage. So in case you're new here, I'm Junkyu Bias. It was so hard, man. Like, and Ali, who went with me, who was also with me in the first concert, she was also with me. She's Jihoon Bias. So we were losing our minds when Move was gonna start na. Kasi nga, just colored naman. Anong klase? Hello, ganon. Like, you were just singing, being cute and like rock stars, and now you're gonna go and play Move? Pero hindi naman tama yun, right? And grabe. Like, we were just losing our mind. And then Jungkook looked so good. Like, everyone looked so freaking good. And then after naming himatayin sa Move, Asahi came on and sang Thank You, featuring our boy Haruto, of course. And me and Ali is I think, Asahi is part of her bias line, and I like Asahi. Like, all boys are just so precious to me, but Asahi is like, he's so precious to me. I think it's the same for all Tumas here. So like him saying thank you, and like, I don't know, it's just one of my favorite stages to watch, because I think Asahi, we know him as like the very reserved, quiet, weird, endearing guy and treasure, but like watching his stage and watching him be look so free and at home on stage, like, it just moves something in me. And it's like those moments were in WOW, like, he's so happy to be there, he's meant to be there, and I'm so happy I get to be in this moment with him, you know, those kind, like that. Like, I felt all of that while watching him perform Thank You. Okay, so after kung maging ganun emotional, lumabas yung rap line. Diba? So, like, can you just imagine my emotions? Like, we were just partying and then, like, hard-hitting songs and then all the cute, cute songs and then Move and then Thank You and then you put Rap Unit. That's the greatest of all time sila. Like, ano, nabibiroan ba tayo dito? Hindi naman tama yun. Pagod na ako. Hindi pa tayo nakakalahati ng show. Diba? And God, damn, like, greatest of all time live, sheesh, like, it's iba yung rap line, iba talaga. And then I thought they were just gonna end it in GOAT, and then they transition nila to Volcano, and then nagwala kami lahat. Kadire, diba? So paano? You guys are so lucky I didn't record this on like, oh no. Yeah, on like Sunday. Because Sunday, like, my voice was just so bad. I'm recording this on a Monday. But yeah. Oh, hindi siya. Nakakapagod siya. In the best way. Like, put your hands up. Told your volcano. And then everyone was just banging their light stick. Like, it's insane. And then after that, they go with, stop. Like, what the freak, man? Like, ano yun? And then you finish all the What the heck? Like, I thought we were done partying and, like, headbanging, but no. And they play in their concerts. They always use the rock version of So, my God, the intensity was, like, up there. And then they ended that VCR. So yay. Hinga ang mga lola nyo. And then we go to the finally some rest, some peace and quiet. Vocal unit. Jungkyu, Haruto. Ay, Haruto. My vocal. Jihoon and Jungwoo. Those three. They went on stage and sang The Way To. And everyone was just syempre kalma. And I love that Tumis know when to keep quiet.
And like everyone was just taking it all in, taking all their voices in, taking the moment in. I didn't even record a video during that song because I just wanted to listen to them. And they did so well. And then the next was Orange, crowd favorite. So I love this that song. That song just it's such a great, beautiful song. And I love how the prod was very simple for the show, by the way. It was just the boys on a tawag dun. Basta, rising stage. Elevated stage. Ganon. In one line, they were all wearing all white, and in the background of the screen was just a sunset, which is exactly what Orange depicts. So, I don't know. It was just so nice. The lights were orange and red and white. So, I was just, this is so pretty. My God. And then, they ended that set with Hold It In. And which is a great way to cap it off before all hell breaks loose after this. So after another VCR, like a short break, they go and head into another set of, I think, cute songs. Wonderland, Bomb, I Want Your Love, and I Love You. Yes, it's that. So those were their songs for before they capped off, before they went into their first encore. So that I loved how the songs that they chose. Di ko lang kasi cute lang talaga, especially BOMB, Bomb. I really wanted to see Bomb live. Because it's such a cute song. So I'm so happy that that it was included and I get to see them perform it live. Because if you also know, Ashley and I covered it. So I missed Ashley so much. I missed her every freaking second of the concert. That was it. And I don't know, man. I love it. And I Want Your Love. Okay. Listen, I Want Your Love took me by surprise. I didn't expect to enjoy that song as much as I did live. Because I love that. I mean, it's a great song. I love that song. Like, I just wanna hold you, wanna part. And like, yes. Come on, Kim Jong-kyu. I see you. But the whole, like, the concert, the energy, and the way they performed it during the concert, like, it was one of my favorite during that concert. So it was like really good. So I got a list now. So I'm sure that, you know, this is accurate. So they ended with I Love You, which is perfect because if you knew me, you know, and Ashley, I think Ashley agrees with me, that I Love You is our fave title track from their debut trilogy. So perfect that they ended with I Love You because your girl was my God. Perfect. So they're like, oh yeah, thank you. And of course we're like, yeah, mate, we know you're gonna come back. And come back they did. So they came back for their encore with Run. Okay. Listen, I was wondering. I was almost going to get mad at them that they didn't include this song in their set list because it's not forgivable if they forgot it. It's that kind of song. But I am so happy that they included it in the encore. It's such an encore vibe song because I don't see them doing this with choreography and all of that, because it's really just letting loose, interacting, jumping around on stage, that kind of song. So I'm so happy that they added it in the concert. It's so good. It's giving
I don't know. If my VIPs know Wings by Daesung, I don't know why it gives me that vibe. But yes, I love Run. I feel like Run along with I Want Your Love as like my two freaking new favorites from their concert set list. It's... And then next, they went with our queen, Going Crazy. Yes, she has to be there. She has to be there again. And then we go with Darari, rock version. Yes, ma'am. Rock version for this whole set. Darari, rock version, always perfect. Amazing. The vibe. Like, when they did it in their encore in Korea before, like, I didn't get what they were trying to do. But then, I was like, you know what? I love this. I would only listen to Darari rock version. I can't think of it as sweet, sweet anymore. Like, I need to headbang to this song now because of that. They sang My Treasure, which I will always love. My Treasure holds a very, very, very big space in my heart. Like, it was my top song for 2021? 2022? I love that song so much. Like, it's my favorite Treasure song of all time. So, yes. I love My Treasure. And then they ended their first encore with Clap. Like, yeah. And then they were like, oh, bye. Like, we were doing that. Bye, bye. And then Hyunsuk, like, the members all left. And then Hyunsuk stayed on stage. They're like, oh, you guys want more? Like, yeah. Yung mga lola mo, ano na. Pero pagod na ako nun. Pero of course, I was like, yes, of course. So, like, okay. Ganon. So, they just stepped off stage. I forgot if there was anything happening in the middle of all of that while they were getting ready for their second encore. So, yeah. So, in their second encore, before they came on stage, Hyunsuk was like, do you want more? This is not verbatim, okay? Like, yeah. And all right. But he asked us to put down our phones. So, okay, can you put down your phones? And there was like, no. I said, put down your phone. Like, he was mad. Like, he was like, hindi na pa sweet. As in, parang kami pinagalitan ng ano namin, tito namin ganun. Like, I was like, okay, damn. Okay. Because he wants us to enjoy the moment. And I love that. I love that. Okay, so I hid my phone. And then they did... rock version yet again, but this time the energy was blasted into another dimension, because as I said kanina, rock version, it was already so intense, but I don't know what was happening during the encore, but everyone's energy was just exponentially more compared to the actual concert. So it was so fun. Like, Hyunsuk being like, oh, let's just enjoy. And dude, I feel like everyone was just like, you know what? Let's just enjoy. Because everyone's just, yeah. Like, I'm sorry, Hyunsuk. I had to record just like the last few seconds. Because hindi ko alam kung yung pinasok ko ba concert o kulto. Dahil sa mga gumaganyan-ganyan, na sabay-sabay, na like, hard-hitting. I was one of them, by the way. The energy, guys. Like, I can't even explain it in words. Like, if you guys can see the videos going around TikTok or X, like, it doesn't really translate the whole energy of the crowd and the boys. But it was that. It was just great. And then, after the song, pinagalitan ulit kami ni Hyunsuk. Yo, but I see people still using their phones. Can you put it down? Or something. And then they ended it with I Want Your Love. And again, a new favorite of mine. So it was a great way to like cap off the night. And then we sat down and we're like, is that it?
And then the credits started rolling and the house lights were on. Ali was like, me and Ali were like, all right, bounce, we out. True enough, kami nga yung unang bumaba from Jenad. Kasi kami lang nasa stairs. So parang kami, I guess that's it. And then we left. So that was just a full like recap of the show. So I want to talk more about the boys themselves. I can run through them one by one, just very short. Hyunsuk, that man is just performer through and through. Like, you cannot take away his shine no matter how hard you try, babe. No. Like, with that neon green hair on stage, you're gonna look at him and that talent, that energy, he's just him being there adds such a beautiful layer, like great foundation for the members to just hop off on. And yeah, kudos to Hyunsuk because I heard he was also sick prior. Could not detect that. If you didn't know he was sick, you wouldn't even wala, hindi halata no, may sakit siya prior that. So yes, Jihoon looked so cute with his hair. He looked so cute with his hair. Also, I Want Your Body, one of my videos there, I screamed because he showed his abs without biglaan lang. So parang kami, whoa. My God. Cute ni Jihoon, di ko kinaya. Napaka-pogi. My God. Speaking of napaka-pogi, si Yoshi. Every time, Yoshi is shown on cam, Ali and I will just look at each other in disbelief because pareho kami, ang pogi talaga. Like, out of all the members talaga, he literally looks like an anime character. That face, not real. Like, he can't be real. Yung mga ganong klaseng, ano. And his energy, like rap line as a whole, crazy. And like we also celebrated his birthday there. We sang happy birthday, and super deserved. Go Yoshi, baby boy, we love you so much. And he was so happy too. And then, yeah, it was like a cute little moment for everyone. And then there's Jungkook. Okay, next member. Charisse. Jungkook. Pogi talaga. Hindi ko na alam kung anong gagawin ko. And then Jungkook did so many ad-libs. He was also having so much fun. Ang kulit-kulit niya. Isa siya sa mga pinakamakulit ng show. But, I don't know. I'm sad. I'm happy. Happy Jungkook always makes me happy. Okay? He's so good. He's so talented. I can see the high notes he was hitting. I could see him doing his runs. I was like, that's my bias. You go, Kim Jong-kyu. I love you so much. Tsaka pogi mo rin. Next, Kim Jae-hyuk. With the blonde hair. You beautiful, beautiful human being. My favorite little puppy. Jae-hyuk looked so good. And he was also... Basta, si Jae-hyuk. Ang precious din kasi sa akin ni Jae-hyuk. And wala. Then I see him, yung mga fancams na a little closer. Sabi ko, oh my gulay, bakit naman ganyan yung face mo? He's so cute. And he was, of course, always very sweet and stuff. Like the yung T5 performance, hindi ko kinakaya, Jae-hyuk. Hindi ko kinakaya kung walma ka. Asahi, my precious boy. Precious Asahi. And like he's also one of the members who looked like he had so much fun jumping around, leading the dance again, and all of those things. And of course, his special thank you performance. I just love watching performer Asahi because I don't see him light up as much compared to when he's on stage. And that's why... sobrang fan ko kay Asahi talaga noon.
Next, we go to, tama ako, Doyoung. Kim Doyoung, Prince. Like, he grew up, all of Maknae line, Kim Doyoung, for like, they grew up. How dare they? Lumaki ng mga anak ko. Kim Doyoung looks like a freaking prince. He looked so good. I don't know what was with Doyoung, but he looked so good. He looked a lot more like a big boy na. And then, yung mga kumakanta-kanta rin. I get words. Basta, Kim Doyoung looking so good as usual. And, ang dami kong narinig na nag-serve kay Doyoung ng concert. Deserve talaga. Next, Haruto. Haruto mong naka-shades. Tas naka-ponytail. Ano yun? When he went out, tas naka-ponytail, so sabi ko, anong klaseng? Ah! Haruto. My goodness, that boy. So good. So talented. I can't explain how proud I am of Haruto. Super again, rap line. I can't beyond words, especially Haruto, that kid. Freaking talented. Okay. Jungwoo. I need 5 minutes just for Jungwoo. Okay? Listen to me. Our Manila boy was at home. Kuya mo was having the best time. If I were to have a concert bias, it was Jungwoo. I was telling Ali, ano to? Sino tong bat? Sino tong lalaking to? Hindi ko to kilala. Sino to? It was Jungwoo. Hindi ko kinakaya. This glow, his energy, his whole, everything about him was just glowing during the whole concert. That was just, it looked like he was having the best time. He was so jumpy. He was so happy. And he was like, oh, Jungwoo. Go, our Manila boy. Mahal na mahal ka namin so much. And every, like, I don't know why. Ako lang ba? Or kapag nakatutok kay Jungwoo, iba yung mahihiyawan rin. Like, the screams of the Tumis. Ibang level. I'm like, good job. It is what he deserves. And then we reach Jungwoo. Si Jungwoo yung isa pang sino to? Hindi ko to kilala. Sino tong mamang to? Yung mabata to? He grew up like... Again, Jungwoo is the same age as my brother. So, I just see him as like talagang... Like, brother talaga yung tingin ko sa kanya. And then, I'm like a proud ate na parang, laki-laki mo na. Ganon. And then, when he hit that high note, and then everyone was like, yes! Everyone was just cheering for him. And then... May times talaga na, like, you just see the sunshine. Jungwoo is the sunshine. And everyone's just like, sunshine protector. Like, he is so loved. He is so loved by us. And his youngs. And I love seeing that on stage. And I just love the members. I love Treasure. That were not obvious. I said nga, parang, I only got jet lag for this concert because I was focused on other things. I was prioritizing other things, which is travel and my other savings. So I was like, you know what? I'll just do gen ed for this as long as I'm there. And I'm so happy that I did, because I said in my IG story, like, watching them and seeing them perform live, it felt like coming home. I don't know if that makes sense, but it does feel that way. And it felt that way when I watched them again. Like, and there was just that, I don't know. Like, it's the feeling you get when you go to your old concert, no matter which group you stan. I just felt that more with, like, Treasure. But, like, specifically during that time, I just felt so happy, so comfortable, so at peace. Even if nababaliw-baliwan na ako, diba? But yeah, it felt just like you know, for them, a homecoming for them and for me in a way wherein them coming home to the stage and then me coming home to them as my comfort, you know, there with me during the bad times and, you know, always there for a pick-me-up. And yeah, I told my office mate this morning, I was like, oh my God, I love them so much. Like, I just realized, like, I love them so much. Like, I haven't felt that way towards, while watching a concert towards an artist in a very long time. And I just felt that again with Treasure. And I don't know, it was just a very, very nice feeling, I guess, when you're in that space with your artist and your artist in that space with you guys. I think there's just an outpouring of love and support from everyone in the room. And I don't know, it's just a beautiful feeling always when you're in one of those situations. So yeah, I think I'll just end it there. Tumez, let me know what you thought about this episode and what do you miss most about the concert, because I miss it so much. I miss them so much. Sana bumalik ulit sila kasi mag-VIP ulit ako, di ba? But yes, let me know what you guys think by mentioning us, tagging us, sharing this episode, and tagging us on all our socials. Link down below. Again, it's Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook at SESPodPH on X. Follow us on Spotify as well, or on Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this, to share it with your friends. Share it to your Tume friends. If you're not a Tume, share it to your Tume friends. If you're a Tume, yeah. Give us a 5-star rating. Reviews, all of that's greatly appreciated. Thank you guys so much for spending your time with me today. That's all that I have for today. Thank you. See you next week. Bye.